Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Imagine the grand opening of your new gallery coinciding with a national emergency declaration. Well, that is precisely what happened to Susan Buteau of Water Plus Color Gallery, located in the River Lights community.
I opened the weekend the news of the coronavirus became public. I opened on Friday, had a great day. Saturday, fewer crowds, and on Sunday, people were scared to come in. And then, needless to say, in April, I was closed. So I inched back open little by little in May. So I haven't been open but about 7 months.
How did Water Plus Color Gallery come to be?
It's water for the water, the river water. And there's color from the art in there. So that's how it was named. So it just came to be because we needed an art gallery on this side of town, on our side of town.
So it's not limited to watercolorist?
Oh, no, it's not a watercolor gallery. It does seem a little bit like that. You know, really, Wilmington seems to have more oil painters than any other kind of artist. But so we have a lot of oils. We have a lot of nice hanging art. And Rhonda, you know the best how many creative people and how many artists are in Wilmington. So there's a big pool of people to choose from with artists.
How do you select which artist you're going to represent?
I've never owned an art gallery. I've never had to make decisions like that before. So it's been a real big learning experience for me. So to get started, I asked people I knew. I figured I knew many, if not most, of the artists in town. So I asked, hey, I'm going to be opening a gallery. Would you like to put some of your art in it? But now as time has gone on, people come to me and say, how do you get art in your gallery? So we'll talk to them and see if it's suitable or if I have space for it. You know, there are a lot of things to consider on that level. So that's kind of how it's working now.
How many pieces do you have up now?
I probably actually have about 100, and I have over 40 artists who are represented.
Including award-winning artists like architect Jade DeCesare, abstract painter Peggy Vineyard, and oil painter Chris Bloom. Other media featured at Water Plus Color Gallery include photography, wood turning, pottery, and jewelry. If you're just tuning in to WHQR, I'm speaking with Susan Buteau of Water Plus Color Gallery. Where exactly are you located?
So 120 Arcadian Row, Suite 120 in Marina Village at River Lights. The best way to get there is going down Independence and taking a left when you hit River Road, and it's on the go-around little curve, and it's on the right, and you enter Marina Village.
The Wilmington native spent much of her adult life in South Carolina, where she worked as a psychiatric nurse for 28 years, which begged the question, did you ever think you'd be doing this?
Never thought about it, but I never thought I'd be having an art gallery of my own, but I've always loved art galleries. And when I go somewhere else, someplace new that I've never been, I love to visit the art galleries because I think you can tell a little bit about the culture of a place by visiting an art gallery. I was always kind of tethered to art and tethered to Wilmington, no matter where I was. So when I eventually came back home, I found myself in the art world, in the art scene, meeting artists. I just enjoy seeing what other people do to express themselves through art.
Wood Plus Color Gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 6. Meanwhile, another new gallery has opened in downtown Wilmington. Valhalla Gallery is owned by Danny Starr and Erica Adams, who say their open concept studio and gallery is Denver-inspired, Wilmington-based. It is located at 112 Market Street and features local and regional artists. Valhalla Gallery opens at noon Wednesday through Sunday with various closing hours. That website is valhallagallery.art. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.